And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball on this Sunday morning. Well, it is a baseball season, as we say when we start in February. You never know where it's going to go. It's going to be a different chapter every day, and the story will have every twist and turn you could ever ask in a baseball season. Well, we've got it in this one. It's game 162 today, and it's still not determined who will win the National League West. The Dodgers win last night 8-3 over the Brewers. Urias wins his 20th game. The Dodgers crushing the ball, 17 home runs in their last four games. So with their win last night, they go to 105-56. Now the Giants still have a one-game lead over the Dodgers. The Giants are 106-55, even though they lose yesterday to the San Diego Padres, 3-2 in 10 innings. So today, all the games throughout Major League Baseball start at 12:05. And we're going to talk about what could be happening in the American League and certainly the National League as well. So it's game 162. If the Giants win this game or if the Dodgers lose their game, the Giants win the National League West. If the Dodgers win their game and the Giants lose their game, it is game 163 tomorrow at Oracle to decide who wins the National League West. The winner of that game, if it does take place, will play next Friday to open up the division series at home. The loser gets to be home on Wednesday against the St. Louis Cardinals. So you got all that straight on a Sunday morning. Basically, Giants just win the game today and take the drama out of what is going on. But it's baseball, and it's why we love the game. You never know what's going to happen. You got to sit back and enjoy it. It's drama. Yesterday, 40,760 people at the park in a very, very dramatic game. It was a playoff game yesterday, a playoff atmosphere. And I said to Kerry Crowley, who'll join us later on this morning, he's a busy guy this morning with his responsibilities for the Merck. I said, Kerry, were you there in 10, 12, and 14? He said he wasn't. I said, Kerry, get ready, because what you saw yesterday with the crowd going crazy and the drama of that game was a playoff game, a playoff atmosphere. It was Latos against Jonathan Sanchez in 2010. And that's what we're going to have today. So it's great baseball. It's an exciting game. And we've got it today for you right here on KMBR 680, 104.5. All right. Yesterday, boy, it was a tough game. First of all, Kevin Gausman pitched a great game yesterday. And I think he reestablished himself as the guy for the Giants. 7 innings, 6 hits, a run. No homers, a walk, and 5 strikeouts. Over 200 strikeouts for Gausman. First pitch strikes were excellent. The fastball was good. The split was good. And he had to leave the game after 7 innings with hand cramping. And Gabe Kapler knew it, and he went out to the mound and let Gausman come out to the mound and then removed him to a standing ovation. And, boy, if that wasn't deja vu all over again with Russ Ortiz in 2002, Gabe, don't do that. Don't do that. If you know you're going to pull the guy, get the relief pitcher in there and no drama and no ovations for a player. We've seen that before in Giants history. Well, it was a Manny Machado game yesterday, and there were some real interesting baseball moves that took place. Manny Machado really had a game yesterday for the Padres. The Giants were up 1-0 on a base hit by Bryant and drove in Crawford. Then Machado got a single and tied the game up 1-1, and he got a high fastball and didn't miss it. Then Austin Slater. Boy, what a season he's having. He was really excited yesterday and thrilled. Of course, Stanford won as well. Slater hit a pinch-hit home run, his fourth of the year, his number 12 of his of the season for him, but it was number 18 of a pinch-hit home run for the Giants, and it set a Major League Baseball record. They broke the tie with the St. Louis Cardinals and put the Giants up 2-1. That's where it got interesting. And Littell came in when Gausman left, and that's where Gabe Kapler had a little bit of a mistake. He ended up pitching to Manny Machado with one out, with the lefty on deck, with Alvarez ready, and Manny Machado, who is a major player in Major League Baseball, good player, hit a sacrifice fly to tie the game up 2-2. Alvarez then came in and got Cronenworth, and that was the end of the inning. Machado should have been walked, and Cronenworth should have seen Alvarez, and the Giants could have gotten out of there, I think, with a 2-1 lead. So it ends up being 2-2 right there. Then we go to extra innings, and Castro is in there with the runner on second. This time they walk Manny Machado, good move, and bring in Harleen Garcia, and he throws not his best pitch. And Bill said it on the postgame show last night. He's exactly right. Garcia ended up with his second or third best pitch, threw a changeup up to the left-handed hitting Cronenworth. He smacked it into right field, and the Padres went up 3-2 in the 10th inning. The Giants had the runner on second in the bottom of the 10th. Duggar up, no bunt. It's little ball. It's the playoffs. You've got to move that runner over. Duggar had trouble with Melanson, and the explanation after the game was, Duggar is not a good bunter. Well, it's game 162. You've been playing for 7 months. You better learn how to bunt. You're a defensive replacement. You're going to be in the game late in the game. It requires small ball late in the game. Duggar didn't bunt, and Melanson punched him out. Melanson then got Flores on a fly to end it, and Yastrzemski was on third at that point. And the Padres won it 3-2. Boy, if Flores got on, La Stella was next. And I had that feeling that La Stella was going to get the base hit. So the hitting woes continue a little bit for the Giants. Longoria 3-for-33 now. Wade 2-for-23. And Bryant 4-for-29. Giants have got to swing the bats a little bit better. So they lose the game and have to wait for the Dodgers last night. And the Dodgers go wild with the long ball again. Burns only pitches a couple of innings, and he's out, and the Dodgers win it 8-3. So the Giants still with a one-game lead, but there's some drama at the old ballpark today. For Posey, still a couple of hits away from 1,500. Crawford played his 18th full game in a row. He is having a tremendous season. Giants are 21-6 in September and 1-1 in October. Giants have won 7 of 8, and the Padres have lost 12 of 14. The Giants are 53-27 at home. What a day at the park yesterday. I'll tell you, it was torture, drama, playoff baseball, and wait till we go through another month of this. The Giants are a good ball club. All right, so what do they do today? They hand the ball to Logan Webb, 24 years old, maybe the biggest start, I think, of his major league career. He's won 9 straight, 45th start in his career. He's 10-3 with a .293 earned run average. The whip is 1.12. He's seen San Diego twice. Not great. 10 innings, 12 hits, 7 runs, no homers, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts. His last one, 4 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, and that was only about 8 or 9 days ago. 141 innings, 122 hits. He's tough to hit. And when he gets that slider going in the changeup, he is really, really tough to hit. Only 9 homers in 141 innings, 150 strikeouts, 36 walks. He's been terrific. Lefties 256, righties 213. First pitch, 22-for-73. Not bad. And with one homer. Now, runners in scoring position, 223. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, 178. And that is just a trademark of how well the Giants have pitched when they are in trouble. Only 5 solos of the 9, so has to be careful with guys on base. First time through, 202, then 263, then 248. You can run on them. 10 stolen bases, 1 caught stealing, and I imagine Posey will be back in there today. This one reminds me of 2010 all over again of Jonathan Sanchez and Latos. And the Giants need that big hit today. Looking up and down the Padre order against Webb, Myers 3-for-6 with a homer, Machado 2-for-7. Hosmer, boy, has he lost it to play, 3-for-7. Grisham 3-for-6. Frazier 2-for-4. And Tatis 0-for-6. How about that? All right, so who goes against him? And this is a pitcher that we have not seen much of, and I don't think he's seen much in the major leagues. He's 24 years old. It's his fifth major league start. Reese Nehr, and I hope I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, K-N-E-H-R. He's 1-1 with a .485 earned run average, probably a bullpen game for the Padres. I imagine he'll pitch an inning or two, if that. He's got a .146 whip, so he will put you on base. 26 innings, 20 hits, 14 runs, 2 homers, 18 walks, and 18 strikeouts. And boy, if that does not play into a patient Giant team, I don't know what does. So I think the issue is how many runs can they get off him before they knock him out. And I think that's going to be the key here. Against righties, 13 walks, 13 strikeouts. First pitch, 3-for-10. So he hasn't pitched much. He has not pitched much as a starter. He's only seen 45 batters. They're 11-for-45 against him with 2 homers. As a reliever, he was very good, 9-for-47 on batting. And that's probably where we're going to see him today. So not a big history with Reese Nehr, K-N-E-H-R, 24 years old. He goes today to open it up for the Padres. A wild day of baseball. In the American League, there could be chaos. The Yankees and Boston are tied at 91-70 in the wild card. Toronto 90-71. Seattle a major win last night over the Angels 90-71. All right, so if the Yankees and Boston lose today and Toronto and Seattle wins, there's a four-way tie. If either the Yankees or Boston win, they are in. If either loses and Toronto and Seattle win, there's a three-way tie for the second wild card. So get ready for that. For Boston, it's Sale on the hill for him today. Tampa Bay, boy, 100 wins. They just crushed the ball. Waka and Talion in New York. Baltimore, it's Zimmerman and Toronto Rayu. The Angels, it's Detmers and Tyler Anderson, the former Giant there. And for Milwaukee today, who knows? And it is Walker Buehler for the Dodgers. All games start at 12:05. So that's what we got on the table today. It is going to be a fabulous day of baseball and a fabulous day at the old ballpark today. We've got our Original Joe's contest going. Guess the score of today's game. Giants and Padres. Tweet it in at Baseball Marty, and we will have two winners today. It's the last regular season Sunday, so we'll have two winners today. All right, much more coming up. We've got a good show for you today. The professor will be with us, his last regular season game as an active coach, so we'll talk to Ron Wotus. Bruce Jenkins is next from the Chronicle. It is Sunday baseball. It is exciting baseball. And it's game 162, and we still don't know who will win the West. More coming up, KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.